The play is The Fourth Wall by A.R. Gurney. It was first written in 1992 as a commentary on the administration of President George Herbert Walker Bush. A few years later, at least a quarter of the dialogue was revised to comment on the Clinton administration, and after another updating, the play looks at the current President Bush. In one scene, a main character, a wealthy woman named Peggy, played by Kay Stiefel, decides the president has strayed from common sense and needs to have someone right his wrongs.
Just the way I'd go to Washington and tell George Bush the Younger exactly what I used to tell my children. Share your toys, cooperate with others, and learn to get along with people who are different.
Peggy's change into a critic of the president exasperates her businessman husband, played by Norman Moses, here in a scene with another character, played by Angela Iannone.
At our age, people normally turn away from politics and concentrate on sex.
It's the reverse with Peggy.
Bill Tyson is stage director of The Fourth Wall. He dismisses the idea that the play is strictly Bush bashing. He says in one sense, the work is about citizen activism.
Mainly the character of Peggy, looking at things and thinking, you know, people say things and people talk about doing things, but no one really takes action. And she feels like she has got to try and take it on herself.
Raising questions about the Bush administration during a time of war and terrorism might be viewed by conservatives as controversial. But Tyson says the play fits the time.
I think these characters are probably at the core Republican, not hardcore, but I do think they probably voted for him and now are rethinking their choices, which I have to say, many people that I know are in the same boat.
The Fourth Wall opens tonight and runs until August 27th at Milwaukee's Chamber Theater. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.